All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is pre-recorded.
Live from the lair! Ha, 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 ha!
All right, we're going to be talking about Red Pill MGTOW stuff today. So if you're one of those people that doesn't approve of that kind of subject, just turn away now, because we're talking about it.
Yeah, go on, beat it, retard.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, so if you don't know what MGTOW is, it stands for Man Going Their Own Way. Basically, you have the civilization going one direction, and these dudes are like, I don't like where this is going, or I don't like how I'm being treated, and they go do something else.
Shampoo is better. I go on first and clean the hair.
By themselves or with other dudes, what have you. And you have individuals taking it to different levels. You know, you got the monks who've just given up on women and dating completely. And then you have the other guys who are, you know, still mess around with the women, putting themselves at great risk. That is my opinion. And then you have other guys who literally are just not participating at all in the civilization. They're literally off the reservation doing their own thing, which you really can't blame them for. All right. And, you know, MGTOW doesn't have any leaders. There's no political party. It's literally a logical reaction to the bullshit that men have been seeing now for 3 generations, basically since Vietnam. You know, with women's rights and then feminism and the different waves. And it's literally got more toxic and corrosive and just destructive with each generation that's gone by. It started off with, hey, women want equal opportunities, which, you know, at the base level, I don't have a problem with that.
You what?
As long as they keep the standard the same, which they didn't. Because women whined and complained that it wasn't fair and they're women and there needs to be a separate standard. And now you have women working on fire departments that can't transport casualties or pull a fire hose up a bunch of stairs or even man the fire hose by themselves because they just don't weigh enough. There's a big difference between a 180-pound man and a 180-pound woman in muscle mass, endurance, strength, you name it. But for some reason, we've turned our eyes away from reality on the ground because of feelings.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
Because that's how you deal with reality, right? But it is what it is. Now, I just, for shits and giggles, decided to do some searching for MGTOW online.
You what?
And let's just go through some of this, shall we? All right, so I did a search here on Bing. All right, you'll see here it says the MGTOW. And basically I asked, is MGTOW going mainstream? This is what I typed up here. All right, now Bing is already programmed to get rid of MGTOW because if you go down here, it's the results for MG to going mainstream. So it cuts off MGTOW. Like, it's automatically at Bing and at basically Microsoft sees that acronym as something dirty or hateful.
Who actually uses Bing?
which it's not. It's self-preservation. There's nothing hateful or angry about it. Mainly because I was labeled a murderer and assassin in divorce court and made homeless for no reason.
There is a very fine line, Wendy, between being a feminist and being a hater.
Well, reasons in vagina. That's why that happened. And, you know, people get mad about that kind of shit. And I'm one of those guys. Now, do I hate anybody over it? No.
You what?
Mainly because I know where the road of hatred ends, and I do not want to go back there. It ends at a mass grave. And I saw several of them while in Iraq, and it is a humbling, horrific experience, and it causes you to ask a lot of questions to the universe and to yourself.
Makes you feel so sort of insignificant, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we have your liver then?
But I don't want anything to do with that. Now, if you go here, it says the movement describes an anti-feminist, misogynistic, advocating for men to disengage from relationships, which they should, with women. While it has gained some attention due to its critiques of gender roles and social expectations, it has also been met with controversy and is often associated with male supremacist ideologies.
I'm not great at pronunciation, that's obvious.
The biggest women-hating... How do you say that word? I can't even... Misogynic?
The movement's popularity has been linked to a backlash against feminism and the perceived disadvantages men face in society. However, it is important to note that MGTOW does not appear to be mainstream, as it is primarily an online community and has faced significant criticism for its misogynistic views and actions. Okay. So there we go. That's on Bing. Now, let's just go over to Grok.
Crock of shit!
All right. Now, if you go here, I ask the same thoughts. Has MGTOW gone mainstream? And it gives you a bunch of word salad here. It talks about in the early 2000s when the manosphere, you know, started rising. I would say in the late 90s. But by the time I showed up to the manosphere, it was roughly 2007, 2008-ish. And then we came out with our Purple Heart's Final Beat video, which is an anti-suicide video, the beginning of 2009. It was filmed at the end of 2008. And vada voom, vada ving, I was right in the middle of this entire, let's just call it the spiritual war, from the very beginning. You know, 2008, 2007.
Fuck, you're old.
They talk about the historical context and growth. Okay, MGTOW started as a niche philosophy on blogs like No Ma'am, which published a MGTOW manifesto in 2001. Just think about that. It's been 24 years. Sandman's mentioned on here. We got MGTOW on Reddit, which has been banned. And, you know, far-right YouTube channels, what have you. All right, searching interest via Google Trends surges around 2016 to 2021, peaking during COVID-19 lockdowns. Okay, evidence of mainstream penetration. So you say the one we just did on Bing said, no, it's not mainstream, but now we're getting evidence from Grok. All right, number one, the declining marriage and relationship rates among men. It's basically giving the stat that I use. Marriage rates have fallen to historic lows, about 6 per 1,000 in 2023, down from 8.2 in 2000. And I've seen some stats where that 6 is actually a 5.31. So, and that's the lowest it has been since they started keeping track of that statistic.
That's a big Twinkie.
See, X formerly Twitter discussions in 2025 frequently note MGTOW becoming mainstream when men opt out without knowing the term. The posts like A Concerned MGTOW, August 19th, 2025. All right, culture and media influences. We've got the MGTOW or post-MeToo backlash. Amplified MGTOW-like behaviors. Again, what exactly is a MGTOW-like behavior? Not wanting to participate in a rigged game, which is what marriage is in the Western world, wants of men. They want you to sacrifice everything and get nothing and be happy about it. I'm sorry. Not going to happen. When you live in a world where a woman can raise her hand and say the three magic words, I'm not happy, and you lose half of your wealth, and then you lose the other half of your wealth in child support, are made homeless, lose your house, and this happens on the regular, and it's been going on for three generations, and people are getting upset because men are noticing that this is going on, and, oh, this is bad. Yeah, how about you pound some goddamn sand and smurf my balls?
Hey, you're a cute little fella.
All right, and we got pop culture figures like Andrew Tate, banned from platforms with millions of followers, blend MGTOW with red pill ideology, influencing even elementary school boys quoting him. As noted in 2024 Ex Post, books like Richard Reeves of Boys and Men in 2022 discuss male disengagement in mainstream terms, predating but echoing MGTOW stats and education and relationships. Online and social media trends. Okay, this is a thorough answer from Grok, which is on Twitter, formerly known as X now.
Crock of shit.
All right. So we got pre-2010s. We got a surge here in 2021. 20 to 25 mainstream ideas decline to 20 to 30%, but ideas persist. Community sizes, forum 10K or less before 2010. From 10 to 21, Reddit had 150,000 plus, YouTube 90 million views. All right, and they were deplatformed and forced underground. Got it. All right, marriage rates, 70% ever married, dropping to 50% single. That's a huge turnaround. Media coverage, niche blogs, Guardian Breitbart articles, New York Times Pew on male celibacy, X as an echo chamber, criticism and suppression, minimal, and between 2010 and 21, labeling as hate. People are on lists for hate because they're telling men not to play in a rigged game. All right, and 2022 to 2025 bans, but ideas in Tate influencers. So has it truly gone mainstream? Yes, in the sense that MGTOW ideology has normalized certain behaviors and attitudes among men. Good. I'm not going to read you this whole thing.
Right.
But that's the answer you get from Grok. And I went over and I did the same thing on Yahoo.com.
What do you think your mother would do if you yelled like the yellow Yahoo?
And we got their AI summary. Men going their way is gaining visibility but remains a niche. Okay, they're talking about increased online presence. There is cultural context to it now, public perceptions, and potential for growth. And it is going to grow. Listen, as more women don't get married, as more men walk away from the game, walk off the plantation, they're going to have no choice but to talk about this on the mainstream in front of God and everybody. They're going to have to. And I'm for it. I have no problem getting up there and talking about this shit in front of any audience. I've been doing this for 20 years. I am the guy at the end of the line right before these guys go off the conveyor belt into oblivion via self-deletion. I'm the guy at the end trying to grab as many off as I can and pulling them out of the maw of death using comedy, logic, and reason.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
And I'm up to 565 lives saved now. That's not bad for one dude and a shoestring budget with a very, very small staff. I think we got like four guys.
What is that?
It's chopped liver.
And most of the time it was just me and Blake. Two guys. Since the end of 2008. So, listen, with the stats and all the bullshit that's going on, this is going to grow. And there's nothing they could do about it. Now, I asked Google the same question. All right? And it says, no. Straight up. This is their AI overview. This is on Google.com. No, MGTOW is not mainstream. It is a separatist, anti-feminist subculture within a broader manosphere characterized by its belief that men should disengage from society and women to avoid perceived gynocentrism. While it may have penetrated certain online spaces and has been subject of academic study, it remains a distant and often toxic subculture rather than a widely accepted part of mainstream culture, with its rhetoric and anti-feminist stance contrasting sharply with broader social values concerning, and that's a quote from The Guardian.
I don't understand a word you just said.
All right, that's Google. Now, I did ask ChatGPT, and let's see what they said.
The man publicly worrying about the Antichrist accidentally hastens his or her arrival.
Okay, let's see, platform and visibility. Now, this one is not bad. It goes through a lot of the same stuff. You're getting the same numbers, over 100,000 members in 2019. Platform crackdowns and fragmentation. Reddit banned MGTOW in August of 2021 due to policy violations around hate and extremism. YouTube demonetized many MGTOW content creators around that same time. Yes, they have. They did so to me as well. It is what it is. In response, the movement fragmented into new labels and communities like Sigma Males, Digital Monks, Black Pill Men. God, listen, you are not going to get rid of this. And there's nothing they can do about it. It is going to persist. The names will change. Faces will change. The ideas will remain the same. The system is so fucking rigged to one side, it is absolute lunacy to participate in that system. Period. It is not hate. It is not anger. It just is what it is. All right. They're talking about the rise and decline in stealth. All right. Broader context, nuances, findings. They got stuff from the UK. Online echoes. Some Redditors argue that while the MGTOW subreddits are banned, the mindset still circulates widely. Yeah, you are not going to turn off a response or reaction to reality. If the reality on the ground is you're in a rotten casino and everything is stacked against you to turn you into a servant, slave, and a pauper, and possibly dead, why would you participate? Why would you willingly walk in there and put your money on any table whatsoever? And it is not anger or hatred. It's simply just walking away.
Just walk away. You can put a stop to all this.
So is MGTOW going mainstream? Shorter answer, not in the traditional sense of mass cultural adoption, but elements of it have seeped into broader male discourse. And I'm all for it, gentlemen. I'm all for it. Now, I'm getting a little long in the tooth here. You know, I'm about one hairy nutsack away from 60. So at some point, it's going to be the end of the popster. You know, I'm old now. The men in my family don't really live much past 65. But there's some young men out there who've probably experienced a bunch of bullshit and want to do their part to fight back against this corrupt one-sided system. Well, there's 2,000 videos online that I've made over the past 20 years or 17 years. And the power to use those tools is contained within my book, The Warrior's Way and the Soldier's Soul. So anyone can follow on behind me and continue the mission.
Listen here.
Ratings don't never not done nothing for not nobody.
Which is to destroy this unfucking fair system that is so one-sided. A woman can stand in front of a judge and say, I'm not happy, and turn you into a slave or a homeless beggar. Say, I feel unsafe. You're stripped of your constitutional rights without any evidence whatsoever, i.e. PPOs, and they're given out all the time like candy. A lot of times they are done without even the man being present, which is totally against the Constitution. But hey, they don't fucking care. It is what it is.
Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something.
But MGTOW's not going away. This philosophy is here as long as this bullshit exists. And guess what? It's only going to get worse. Gen Z, they're going to the right. At least the men are. The women going to the left. It's a huge divide. And what happens between people when there's a huge divide? They don't have children. And children carry out the future. With no children, there is no future. Only collapse. And that's what's coming.
Thanks a lot, you idiot. Thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks a lot.
And we all saw it happening in real time. And we all looked away. And everyone, men, women, children, we all have a hand in this destruction. That's me for today. I will talk to you later. Out.